terms of just explaining HR, the main functions within what I carry out are everything from recruitment, so that's bringing in the best talent into the organisation. So really putting together a really clear attraction strategy as to why someone might actually join our business. And then once they've accepted the offer, then also making sure we onboard them into the business. So it's not just about them signing a contract, it's about how we get them into our organisation. So the induction, the how they interact with the people around them, how comfortable they are in the first 3 months of their job, and how they really ultimately pick the job up and start running with it. Past that, then the next stage really with people strategy is development. So once someone's in the company, it's how do we develop them to be even better at what they do and to continually improve their skill sets and their behaviour or leadership skills. So we have performance reviews here. We've created a culture of performance. And every year, at least once a year, a manager and an employee will meet up and have a conversation about their objectives, their performance, what training development they want, their career aspirations, career development, and certainly having clear objectives for the year ahead. So everyone's absolutely clear what's expected and there's no grey areas. And it's a really great opportunity for an employee to actually give feedback to their boss and to really talk about things that people don't have time to talk about in their day-to-day job. So I love them. And maybe people in the organisation don't like them so much. But they're very useful for lots of different reasons. The other thing we do with performance reviews, we have a rating scale within them. So there's a clear definition of how someone sees himself. And actually, it's a really good way of having some self-reflection, because we ask the employee to self-rate themselves, but ultimately the manager will give a final decision on their rating. And there's a 5-point rating that we have, but we don't number, we've got much more detailed terminology behind it. So I think it's really good for people to have awareness of their own, where they sit within the organisation in terms of performance, because it helps retain people, and also we can really talk about how we develop them to the next level. Because the biggest and most important thing of HR is actually it's people, and people are the most important asset, and the right people are the most important asset. So you really want to make sure you invest in people, and if you invest in people, then ultimately, and this sounds like jargon, but it's not, if you invest in people, ultimately you can be really competitive in the market, and you can create innovation. You'll have a culture of inclusivity, and hopefully from that you'll create profits. And that's the theory, and actually the theory is absolutely true, because in the past it was always about being the profit, but not actually really looking at how people were impact on that. Nowadays it's much more about everyone's interested in leadership styles, because ultimately a leader has to bring through succession, so really having good clear succession behind them. So that's why performance is important as well, because we want to make sure we've got people lined up for the next job and the next job, and they're not to be poached. So, and retention is the other big chunk of what I think an HR person, or I do in my role, is really focusing on how we keep our best talent. So, and I know it sounds like it's not my role to be ultimately driving every single person. It's for us to give managers the tools to be able to work out how they can retain their best talent. So there's tons of ways of doing it. So I could go on for hours about it, but one of the ways is people are motivated by the people they work with, the culture they work in, their boss, and money. And there's lots of different factors. Money normally is one of the lower factors, but if it's not, if people aren't paid the right money, then it becomes a very important factor. The biggest one is the culture and the people work with, and their manager in particular. So that's why leadership development is really critical in the business I work in, because I think we're creating a culture where actually people feel that their managers are interested in them, they've got respect upwards, downwards, and we don't have a culture of just top-down management where we force things through, and it's not a command and control culture. It's a business where I think we have got some top-down, we've also got some, employees can give feedback. We have an employee forum where employees can pass all their questions through to some of the execs. We have much more communication from our CEO and more from the execs. So really HR's role is not to drive the business strategy, it's to support business goals that the organisation needs. So I think in this climate of disruption, in with the digital market and with a recession, it's certainly about how we can be faster and more flexible, and how HR really supports the business objectives of the future. And that's really through people, because that's a really important part.